Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. As the year draws to a close, what a year it's been. And it's been challenging for some. And some people have had some great successes as well. And one of them is a regular guest on this show. His name is Cody Bircher. He joins me online this morning. Good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Neil.
Mate, I know that you've made a big announcement late last week. And this is absolutely huge because as a result of just being fast in the Formula Ford series, you've got a fantastic opportunity that has presented itself with Gary Rogers Motorsports. What happened?
So we've, I guess, announced in the last week that we're going to be racing the 2022 Trans Am Championship with Gary Rogers Motorsport, which I think is a team that doesn't really need much of an explanation. They've been, I guess, a massive attribute to plenty of junior up-and-coming drivers. They've trusted in a lot of people, and it's seemed to pay off a lot for them. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool opportunity, and I guess it's something that is quite surreal, really. Like, when you're just starting motorsport, you look at those people, and you're like, wow, that's freaking crazy, really.
Yeah.
So, to be able to actually be a part of that team and be a part of a team that has so much success in history and still does is quite, I'm still pinching myself a little bit.
Tell me about the vehicle that you're going to be racing in. What is this car?
So it's a V8 Ford Mustang. It's pretty much, it's a H-pattern car still. It's probably probably the best way to think of it. If anyone's seen the new Generation 3 V8 supercars that are coming out soon, they're a very, very similar look to that. So it's a big up-and-coming series that's they've been out. It's only a relatively new series to Australia, but it's growing massively and plenty of exposure within the category itself, and it's growing quite large. But, yeah, so there's the Mustang, there's the Chevrolet Camaro, and the Dodge Challenger. So you've got three brands of cars, and they're just, it's definitely a pretty cool series that is going to, and does attract a lot of I guess your hardcore V8 fans, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely right. Because it's, as you say, the H pattern, that's the thing that differentiates it from the supercar Mustang. It's a different gearbox.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously they're going to be a little bit slower in general, but yeah, so it's a H pattern gearbox where the V8 supercars for Generation 3 are either going to be paddle shift or a sequential shifter. So other than that, they're a very similar shape, still a V8. And so I think it brings this category, I guess, into play when it comes to supercars, because the new generations are going to be, I guess, the philosophy is still quite similar to the Trans Am. So it's very exciting, and I think it's something to look forward to, and I think the category is in a very good place as well.
Mate, I'm looking at a picture as we speak of Gary Rogers handing you the keys to the car. And, mate, I haven't seen you smile that much ever. It must be a fantastic feeling to be rewarded for all your hard work.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Like I said before, to be a part of, I guess, the Gary Rogers team and just the, I guess, try and be a part of the history that they've already created is it's very, very, very surreal. I can't thank them enough. They've given me the opportunity to do this, and I guess I don't have any excuses, so I've just got to go out and perform and do my part, and the rest will take care of itself.
Mate, I think it's absolutely tremendous. I can't wait to see how you perform in this after watching you get around in the Formula Fords. Congratulations to you, and I know your dad and your family, they've put a lot of effort in, so very rewarding indeed, mate. Well done.
Thanks so much, Neil. It's a big payoff, and I just can't thank all my supporters and family, everyone who's gotten behind me, since the start of my racing journey to get me here, and let's just hope we can keep going.
Yeah, absolutely right, mate. Good to chat. Talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Neil.